All right, buckle up, because today we're taking a deep dive into You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero.
Ooh, interesting choice. I've heard good things.
It's not your typical self-help book.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, it's practical, and it really helps you ditch those self-doubts that hold you back.
I can already tell I'm going to love this. So what's the big takeaway?
Well, right off the bat, Sincero dives into this idea that our subconscious beliefs are basically running the show. It's like there are these hidden forces that shape everything, our actions, our successes, our failures, and we don't even realize it. It's kind of wild when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely. It's a cornerstone of so many psychological theories, the idea that we're not even aware of these deep-seated beliefs that are driving our behavior. Like, let's say you've got the subconscious belief that you're not good enough to succeed in a certain area of life, right?
Mm.
Even if you're not consciously dwelling on it, that belief, it can show up in these sneaky, self-sabotaging behaviors. You might find yourself procrastinating, missing deadlines, even dodging opportunities altogether. And it's all because deep down, you're kind of fulfilling that initial negative belief.
It's so true. And what I appreciate about Sincero is she doesn't just drop that truth bomb on you and leave you hanging. She gives you actual tools to start rewiring those subconscious patterns. It's like she hands you the keys to your own mind and says, okay, let's reprogram this thing.
Exactly. That's what makes this book stand out. It's not just about understanding the why, but the how. And she does it with these really relatable analogies that honestly just stick with you. Like in chapter 3, present as a pigeon. I mean, come on, that title alone, right?
So good. It's brilliant.
It perfectly captures that struggle we all have with overthinking.
Oh, 100%. Who hasn't looked at a pigeon just chilling on a park bench, totally unfazed by the world, and thought, how do they do it? And Sincero uses this hilarious, like almost ridiculous image to make mindfulness something that can feel kind of intimidating. You know, it's totally approachable.
Oh.
It's like, hey, if a pigeon can master the art of just being present, maybe, just maybe, we can too.
I love that. It's so true. She takes this almost meditative concept and makes it fun, relatable, and even a little bit silly. But it highlights a crucial point. To break free from those self-limiting beliefs, we have to learn how to quiet the noise, those racing thoughts, and just be present in the moment.
It's so important. It's like we can't move forward if we're constantly stuck in our heads, right?
Yeah.
Replaying the past, worrying about the future, it just keeps us stagnant. But what about those times when we sabotage ourselves, even when we know better? You know, when that inner critic pops up and is like, nope, you're not good enough, smart enough, whatever, enough to go after what you really want. Sincero dives deep into that in chapter 4.
Chapter 4, right. Self-sabotage central. It's like she's reading all our minds.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I love how she calls fear a bully. We give it so much power over us.
Yeah, we let it call the shots. Keeps us stuck in that comfort zone.
Exactly. And Sincero, she doesn't hold back. She's like, look, these fears, they're often based on these old limiting beliefs, things we've internalized, maybe from childhood, maybe from past experiences. Like, imagine someone who is constantly criticized growing up.
Oh, for sure. They might develop this deep fear of failure, of judgment. And that can lead to some serious risk avoidance, even if those risks could lead to something amazing.
You hit the nail on the head. I used to be terrified of putting myself out there creatively. I was positive I wasn't good enough.
I feel that.
So I'd hesitate to share my work, take on new projects. But Sincero, she talks about this thing, action over perfection. Just start, even if it's messy, imperfect, because that's the only way to move past that fear and actually make progress.
It's so true. Action is the antidote. Small steps, even when they feel scary, because each one chips away at that fear and builds your confidence. There's actually a whole bunch of research on this, the progress principle. It basically shows that even those tiny wins toward a goal can trigger these positive emotions and really fuel motivation.
I love that. It's like hitting publish on that blog post you've been agonizing over, or going for that run even when you'd rather melt into the couch.
Exactly. It's empowering. And Sincero, she actually gives you some really cool frameworks for putting this into action, like breaking those big, daunting goals down into smaller, more manageable steps.
So smart. Instead of this massive mountain, it's like, okay, what's one tiny thing I can do today?
Right. And then she talks about visualization, too. The power of picturing yourself achieving those goals, like you're watching a movie of your future self already killing it.
Oh, the vision board. That's my favorite part. I know it might sound a little out there to some people.
A little woo-woo.
Maybe. But there's actually some fascinating psychology behind it. Have you ever worked with clients who have used vision boards?
You know, I have. And it can be surprisingly effective when you create this visual representation of what you want, it's like sending a message to your subconscious. You're reinforcing those positive beliefs, those intentions. And honestly, it's incredibly motivating, especially on tough days, to have that visual reminder of what you're working towards.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground. Yeah. The subconscious, being present, facing those fears head on, and taking action. But Sincero, she doesn't stop there. She delves into some other biggies. Gratitude and forgiveness. I'll be honest, at first I was like, okay, how does this fit into the whole badass thing? But then it clicked.
I get it. They can seem like softer concepts, right?
Right.
But they're incredibly powerful for personal growth, especially when we're talking about cultivating that badass mindset.
It's true. It's like you can't fully step into your power if you're dragging around resentment, anger, a lack of appreciation for what you already have.
It's such a good point. It's like, you know when you're trying to drive a car, but the emergency brake is still on.
Oh, I feel that.
That's what it's like to be stuck in that negativity. Gratitude, forgiveness, it's like releasing those brakes and finally letting yourself move forward freely.
Man, that is such a good analogy. And Sincero's take on gratitude is so refreshing. It's not just about like remembering to say thank you for the big things, although obviously that's important, but it's about finding those little everyday things to appreciate.
Right, like those small moments.
Exactly. Being grateful for that first cup of coffee in the morning, a sunny day, you know, those little things can really shift your entire perspective.
It's amazing how powerful that can be, and the research totally backs it up. Practicing gratitude has been linked to like increased happiness, reduced stress, even better physical health.
Yeah.
It's like you're training your brain to focus on the positive, which then impacts everything else.
Totally. It's that whole where attention goes, energy flows thing,
yeah.
Right? If we're constantly dwelling on the negative, on what's missing, we're just inviting more of that into our lives.
Yeah.
But if we can shift that focus to appreciation, to abundance, well, that's where the magic happens.
100%. And forgiveness, I think, is equally powerful, but maybe a bit tougher for some of us to embrace, you know?
Well, for sure. I think we've all had those situations where it's just so hard to let go of that anger, that resentment, even towards ourselves sometimes.
It's natural to feel hurt, angry when someone wrongs us, right? But, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard this before, it's like that saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick.
Ooh, that's a powerful one.
It's true. It eats away at us, that resentment. It creates stress, impacts our well-being, even our physical health. So how do we even begin to forgive? Especially when it feels impossible.
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Because I know for me, that's always been the tricky part. Forgiveness in theory, yeah, but in practice, much harder. So how does Sincero approach it?
She really emphasizes that forgiveness isn't about saying what happened was okay or that it didn't hurt. It's not about letting the other person off the hook. It's about you. It's about choosing to release those heavy negative emotions for your own well-being. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger, it's only hurting you in the end.
It's like choosing to free yourself from the past so you can move forward a little lighter.
Exactly. And you know, it all circles back to that core message of taking ownership of your thoughts and emotions. You can't control what other people do, right? But you can control how you react, how you choose to move forward.
This has been such an insightful conversation. I feel like we could talk about this book all day. But as we wrap up our deep dive into You Are a Badass, is there like one final takeaway you'd want to leave our listeners with today?
You know, if you're ready to ditch that self-doubt for good, if you're ready to step into your power, your most badass self, and create a life you truly love, it starts with those small daily choices. Pay attention to your thoughts. Challenge those old limiting beliefs. Take action, even if it's just one tiny step at a time. And never, ever forget, you are capable of amazing things.
Love that. You heard it here first, folks. Now go out there and be your most badass selves.